This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jerry Keelan is here. Kara off today. A young gentleman named Adam at the controls, pulling all the pieces of our audio extravaganza together here. And then there is the important work of telling you what's going on, the facts, what you need to know. This Brexit thing, Jennifer. There are a lot of opposition parties. There are a lot of, you know, in England, they don't do things. Europe, generally speaking, and actually around the rest of the world, there are very few countries who have the same kind of government that we do. Most of the Western European countries have the same sort of government as does England. France does, Italy does, Spain not so much. But anyway, so they have a number of opposition parties, not just two-party system. And so that's proving to be almost the undoing of the Brexit deal or no deal. I'm not even sure that I understand what's going on. I'm not a fan of this guy Boris Johnson to begin with. I think he's a knucklehead.
I like him.
But that's just from
I know that surprises
outside.
You.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Well, you and I often
why do you
agree
like him, though?
On things.
I don't know. I think he's kind of wild.
No,
I think if anybody's going to do Brexit, it's probably going to be him. And he's a little out of the box, and there's proof in that in our trending story this hour. He is if you don't know, British Prime Minister is Boris Johnson, newly in place after Theresa May made her exit a few weeks ago. He's been tasked with getting Brexit done by October, and he's asked the Queen Elizabeth II, to temporarily suspend Parliament in order to prevent lawmakers from pushing through new legislation on a so-called no-deal Brexit. In a letter that he wrote to lawmakers, Johnson said, quote, he spoke to Her Majesty, the Queen, to request an end to the current parliamentary session. He said, an integral feature to the legislative program will be the introduction of a bill to leave the European Union and to secure its passage before October 31st. He confirmed reports that he would hold the Queen's speech, normally a formality that outlines the legislative agenda, on October 14th. Since Parliament is normally suspended before the speech, the decision means opposition lawmakers would be unlikely to have enough time to pass laws that would block the United Kingdom's exit from the European Union on October 31st without a negotiated deal. He said, as always, my door is open to all colleagues should you wish to discuss this or any other matter. The lawmakers, like the Liberal Democrat leader Joe Swinson, said that the move is dangerous and an unacceptable course of action that would be an act of cowardice from Boris Johnson. John Bercow, who's the Speaker of the House of Commons, called it a constitutional outrage and said he wasn't told in advance of Johnson's decision. Shutting down Parliament, he said, would be an offense against the democratic process and the rights of parliamentarians as the people's elected representative. I think the argument made by Nigel Farage and other supporters of Boris Johnson said that the move would make a no-confidence motion in Johnson certain, adding that a general election is more likely and is seen as a positive move by Brexiters. So they're looking at moving forward on this. They don't want to give the opposition more time to disrupt the process because they're facing the deadline on October 31st. And the argument is the voters already voted for Brexit. Now they actually have to execute it by that timeline. So
the voters don't want Brexit anymore.
Yeah.
You can't
redo elections. There's a lot of things that we vote for that so we change our minds.
Essentially, he's taking a dictator role here, and he wants no opposition whatsoever because there are the four other major parties are already trying to come up with. They still need a deal. They want a deal. He doesn't care. He says a no deal Brexit's fine with him because he doesn't care about Ireland. And so, but there are leaked government documents that already have shown that food and medicine and fuel will all be on short supply. The British economy is going to take a huge hit. There's going to be backups at ports of entry.
Well, if they don't have all this worked out,
this guy is just plowing through like a bull in a china shop.
One would
I get why you like it. It's very
thinking.
Trumpian, though.
the economy in England is very dependent on Europe, and Europe is very dependent on England. That's why the whole idea of the European Union made sense. That's why they got together in the first place. Unexpected consequences like the mauling of Europe by all these people from the Middle East who've come out of Syria and up through Turkey and Greece and then in Germany, and then they have matriculated over to England and made a mess out of life for a lot of people in London especially, but the Midlands, the industrial cities, Birmingham, Manchester, they've had a really horrible time with all these people coming in like
people
ants out of
people forget. That's why they voted for Brexit, because of national security issues. And
well,
the
but they haven't
Union
fixed the national security.
Yeah, they haven't
changed anything.
Well, that's the problem of the European Union. The European Union should have tried to offer a solution. They didn't. They still are an
but
open border system.
This doesn't solve anything. This will
sure does when you can support
the,
borders
No, it doesn't,
again.
Jennifer. It doesn't. It craters
you're
the
entire
economy. And,
just
and
to,
that and, is going to affect the world
yeah.
economy.
Yeah.
And we already have rumors
I think the world,
of
the world is already working on trade deals with the United Kingdom, though. I mean, we already saw Trump and Boris Johnson agree to a trade deal once Brexit happens. I don't think it's going to be the hit to the economy that you guys think it will be.
Well, I think that Trump went out of his way. I saw the fellow the other day that I had seen a month or so ago who was the trade negotiator for Trump, who told me what was going on in England and how the deal had been made to keep England from falling apart. But that's why Trump isn't out. Who knows what happens when Trump isn't in office and how things can change that way. It just, it's a
but
little,
again, none
it hasn't all been fleshed
Ireland.
Out. It
yeah, none of this addresses Ireland. Yeah. So Boris Johnson is just, you know, he just wants to get it done and that's it. And he you know, he doesn't care what the consequences are. And he's made that very clear.
In a moment, I'm going to remember something. I'll probably have a tear or two. And this is not about dogs. It's just about a gentleman, and he was a gentleman who was one of the real. We talk about heroes, and we kind of have diluted the meaning of the word hero. This guy was a hero, and I'm going to tell you his story after this.
Wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
As an American veteran, you know our oath didn't expire when we hung up our uniform for the last time. Now you're distressed that we're losing the country we served and the Constitution we swore to defend against domestic enemies. And you're wondering, what can I do? Listen up. You can keep honoring your oath by training for a new mission, the greatest rescue mission in American history, saving our constitutional republic. If you're an honorably discharged veteran with the devotion to make a difference, apply now to become a champion of liberty. Scholarships are available for the first 40 qualified applicants, including airfare, hotel, and instruction for 1 week of intense training by top experts in Washington, D.C. Starting at the National Archives and Leadership Institute, you will learn how to win on the invisible battlefield of ideas. Spots are limited, so go to VidalAmerica.org. That's V-I-D-O-L America.org.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. So I'm almost 17 at the hour on the DJV program. Excuse me for a minute.
How you doing? Are you breathing?
Well, I'm having...
Do we need to call someone? Life alert? Anybody?
Issues. Well, this whole business, we're back into the ragweed season.
Yeah.
And as it was in the spring, with all of the phlegm and the yuckabunga in the air and... things, I'm backed into that now, and so I have to clear the decks, if you know what I mean.
I've been sneezing a little myself these days. We had a fire. I don't even think I told you guys about this, but there was a local fire in Los Angeles that was also wreaking havoc on people's allergies.
Oh, yeah. So there was a situation that existed in the summer of 1989 that captured the imagination of pretty much the entire country. There's a flight. Well, I mean, there's no news here. United Airlines has a hub in Denver, has a hub in Chicago, and has a hub in Seattle. And so they have bases in each of those cities. And in Seattle, the chief pilot was a guy named Al Haynes, who didn't like sitting at a desk. So he chose to fly. He had three times a week. He flew from Seattle to Denver to Chicago and back again. And he flew a DC-10. He was coach of a softball league at a little farm. I came to know the guy only after he became famous. He was not interested in being famous, but he became famous because he saved the lives of 184 people.
Wow.
He was the pilot of, I'm sad because this guy was he epitomized for me, in my conversations with him, what a real American hero is all about. We've got some audio, and I'm going to play a little bit of those of you who are over the age of 30 will remember this. I don't know if you do or not, Victoria. Jennifer, you... certainly
this
would.
Is not sounding familiar, but okay.
There was this flight on its way from Denver, the Denver leg to Chicago. There was a DC-10 tri-engine. The upper engine exploded, and with it went all of the controls of the plane. The hydraulics blew out. The engine just blew up and took the back end of the tail of the plane off.
Wow.
So he was flying the plane with a co-pilot and an instructor pilot who happened to be on the flight. And between the three of them, they were able to control the plane to get it to the ground. It was 40 minutes after the DC-10 had the engine explode that the plane actually got to the ground. And there is, you can't go anywhere today because he passed away yesterday. You look anywhere online, just Google Al Haynes, and you see video of that plane landing basically in a cornfield. It went down to Sioux City Airport, Sioux City, Iowa, and ended up in a cornfield. And the plane exploded when it got to the plane tilted, and the wing came off, and the plane spun around, and so 112 people were killed. The plane was full, but 184 people lived. Had it not been for Haynes, they all would have died. He figured out how any normal situation, a normal, abnormal situation like that, the plane would have crashed in 15 minutes after this event happened. This guy figured out how to fly the plane without any controls. You figure, in the day we're in today when planes fly themselves, he actually was a pilot. And so he passed away yesterday, and he had that on my mind. I'm going to talk more about that later on, but it's just something on my mind today. 21 after the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did I hear coming
on
strong?
On a winter night in Webb County, Texas, on the north bank of the mighty Rio Grande.
So this is Tanya Tucker's music. Music time on the DJV program, 24 after the hour, with Jennifer and Victoria. And you are listening to one of her songs. At the end of her music video for the Wheels of Laredo, there's a message of support for Redemption Road Rescue, which is an organization that cares for neglected horses. She says, quote, "It all started when my stylist was doing my hair. She showed me this horse, the grandson of Seattle Slough, and they had starved him. And I said, find out where that horse is right now. It made me so angry. Then I thought, no, anger's not enough. I got to do something about this. So I called the people at Redemption Road Rescue, happened to be in Jackson, Tennessee, of all places. And the other place that I recently became involved with is Colorado State University of Veterinary Medicine in Fort Collins. I happened to be there visiting friends on the way to California, and my dog Kona, Golden Retriever, would have died because he had cancer in his heart, but they took him in, saved his life. The number one cardiologist in veterinary medicine who happened to be in Fort Collins, I said, I want to do something to help you. Because they're all volunteers, they work. The work that they do is unbelievable. So I went to work for them, and I'm still going to work for them. She says her 14-year-old Chihuahua will be heading to the vets at Fort Collins soon for an MRI to assess why he keeps having seizures, something most Chihuahuas deal with throughout their lives. She's out promoting a new album, too, at the moment, While I'm Living. Tanya's also raising awareness and money for both Redemption Road Rescue and Colorado State Veterinary School. So it's something. Consciousness, folks.
I love that she's adding in the animals. You know, we're all animal lovers here, so I love that.
Yeah. All right, next up musically here, about 26 after the hour, John Prine, Brian Wilson are set for the Songwriters Festival, the 2020 Songwriters Festival. The 30A Songwriter Festival will return to the Panhandle of Florida January 17th next year. All-star group of artists set to perform Among them are John Prine, Brian Wilson, the Indigo Girls, and Tanya Tucker. Put all of this stuff together.
That's a fun kind of random lineup.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, it is kind of a random. It is, right. Why is it called the 38 Songwriters Fest? What's the significance of 38?
I've never heard of it. I don't know. But apparently, yeah, they've been getting some pretty big names.
They got 200 artists who are going to be on tap during this four-day festival weekend, spread across 30 venues bordering the Gulf of Mexico. This is the big deal. Brian Wilson will bring his nine-piece band to perform some of the Beach Boy classics. Prine will have his own band backing him on his catalog of songs. And meanwhile, the Indigo Girls are going to give a preview of an upcoming studio album. And Tanya Tucker, from whom we just heard, is going to take a victory lap to celebrate the recently released While I'm Living that we were talking about. So let's see, who else is on the bill of fare here? Confirmed to perform during the weekend. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, Dan Wilson, Todd Snyder, Elizabeth Cook, Nikki Lane, Matthew Sweet, Hayes Carl, Robin Hitchcock, Robert Ellis, Johnny Fritz, and the Secret Sisters. Well, of that group, I know one person.
Peter Noon?
Peter Noon, yep. Other than that, I don't know who these other people are, but this is something been going on for 11 years. The 38 Songwriter Festival, featuring some of the world's most beloved composers over the years. Jason Isbell's been there, Brandi Carlile, Patti Griffin, Emmylou Harris. So if you're interested in weekend passes for this thing, they're currently on sale with a range of VIP upgrades also available. I'm guessing it'll be at 38songwriterfestival.com. That's that story. At 28 after, you're listening to the DJV program. Left us alone.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Dorian dropping heavy rain on the island of St. Lucia yesterday is now headed for Puerto Rico, and it's strengthening. It could hit Puerto Rico as a hurricane later today or tonight. Officials in Puerto Rico say they're ready. Then this weekend it could strike Florida.
The entire coast of the Florida Peninsula, I think, should continue to monitor the system, you know, toward the end of the week.
That's Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Forecasting Center, who says parts of Florida could get 7 inches of rain from Dorian. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll ask Queen Elizabeth to suspend Parliament, which would restrict lawmakers' ability to block a no-deal Brexit. He wants to suspend the body until October 14th, just ahead of the UK's scheduled exit from the EU. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At the hour now on the DJV program, your humble and obedient host, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Neither of them are particularly obedient, but I am, so at least you got that going for you.
You like us that way.
I like you the way you are. That's true. I like you both the way you are. It's funny, 85% of people say they think less of folks if they disagree with them. I don't understand that thinking, frankly.
I hate that thinking, actually. I disagree with that.
Is that a real statistic? That's very high.
I know. I just think...
That means you'd have to cut out 85% of people in your world.
Well,
but think about how many people shut people down now, right?
Yeah.
We're in cancel culture, where it's like, if they don't agree with
listening to talk radio. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the talk radio
stations. How do people function like that in real life? I never understand that.
I think that what we believe in here, what I believe in, and I believe you do as well, is to give the folks listening, the people listening, something of value. before I want to give before I take. That's always been my way. People, when I, over the years, my therapists have said, when are you going to start taking care of yourself and putting yourself first? I've never done that. It isn't my style. I try to take care of myself and my family, but I've always put other people ahead of me for whatever the reason. It just happens to be the way I am. And I don't say that to sound like smug Joe or
Well, I think somebody. You put romantic partnerships ahead of yourself.
Maybe.
I think you take care of yourself. I think, yeah.
I take care of myself, but yeah. I think of others first. At any rate.
Well, you're supposed to think of others.
Don't let therapy serve.
People let therapy get that kind of thinking out of them. It's okay to take other people into consideration.
I've been in therapy for a long time. Obviously, it hasn't worked. I wouldn't still be doing it, right? Or it hasn't worked
sure.
as well.
I could tell you have like a friend.
Right, exactly. Thank you. That's good, though. Minds are important to make sure of functionality as are bodies. Your body needs to function well. Your mind needs to function well. And that's why I think it's good for us to have any kind of therapy. Physical therapy, mental therapy, it's good for you. Helps you out. Especially when you look forward and you see sort of the forecast. I was looking at the Farmer's Almanac yesterday. My God, what a horrible winter they're forecasting. Boy, am I...
Hightail
out of town fast.
I did hear that, yeah.
This is a big surprise. I wasn't reading the Farmer's Almanac yesterday, but I was listening to a news report that said the winter was expected to be a bad one.
Yeah, right. Oh, hooray. And so the precursor to winter is fall. Mm-hmm. And as the fall foliage season approaches, I wash my mouth out with soap. Usually about this time of year, end of August, beginning of September, there are certain types of trees that begin to change color a little bit, little falling off here and there. I got a couple in my front yard. And it seems like yesterday we just had the leaves coming out of the trees. And around here it'll be till the end of October. So it'll be two more months before the leaves are gone. So maybe even the beginning of November. Depends on whether we have a lot of storms, wind blowing stuff around. But there is a fall foliage prediction you found, Victoria. What is it? What's it indicate? What's it show?
Yeah, AccuWeather does, apparently, and I, again, like Jen, I don't sit around reading these reports, but AccuWeather apparently does a highlights for the fall season and for fall foliage. And this year, it looks like if you are a fall foliage fan, and say that fast, and you head anywhere north, whether it's New England, upper Midwest, wherever you can, you know, see some really nice foliage, you're going to be in for a pretty big disappointment. All of New England is going to stay very, very warm. It's actually going to be a lot warmer through the fall than it has in the last several years.
Good for ice cream business.
It is. If you're in the mid-Atlantic states, you're going to also see lots of warm weather. The actual direct quote, which I am not opposed to, from AccuWeather, says that people will be sitting on the beach for a much longer duration this year compared to others.
I'm happy to have a late frost on the farm. That's good.
Yeah. So September and October are going to be very warm if you are anywhere really up and down all of the East Coast. Now, when you get to the Southeast, it's going to be wet. Lots of flooding, lots of rain. It will be warm, though. If you're in the Southwest, also, you're going to get more rain than typical. And if you're in Southern California, you're also going to get some more rain, Jen, than you probably are used to in the September-October season. And
usually the hottest season of the year in Southern California is September and October.
Well, it's going to be probably even worse, but it looks like a lot more rain will be expected. Now, if you're in Northern California, all the way up through Washington and Oregon, that's going to be a drought up there, and there are increased risk of fires, which we've been through in the last few years.
Northwest.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if you're up in the northwest part there, the Pacific Northwest, I'm sure there are going to be lots of different things, you know, trying to prevent forest fires and brush fires from happening. But it looks like those conditions will be pretty ripe for that. And the downside, though, is tourism. Tourism, you don't really think about it because you think of just fall foliage, but a lot of people have destination vacations in the fall planned around fall foliage.
Leaf peepers, they call them.
That's exactly it. Leaf peepers. Yes, I didn't know if you would know that term, but yes, leaf peepers.
Leaf peepers.
And leaf peepers are going to be in for, unfortunately, they're going to be in for a really bland season. So they say that Airbnb, which a lot of people now, Airbnb shares their stats for vacation planning, much like Expedia and Travelocity and other sites do. They say that they've seen cancellations happening in places that traditionally are very great spots for leaf peeping. So not going to be good for
the bus companies, the tour companies. Let me expand on something for a minute. You're talking about travel and stuff. I had an experience yesterday that I wanted to relay to you because I think it says something about the way we plan our trips. I'm not someone who takes long trips, although the last couple of years I've taken some, and actually I want to take more of them and probably will this winter. But my son's getting married October 13th, and I'm going to have a place. I'm sort of negotiating for a little place in Santa Monica for the winter, but I probably won't have it by the time his wedding comes around October 13th. So I made arrangements at a hotel that I have stayed in and I like. And they actually, because of what I suggested to Brendan, they made it their sort of official hotel for the wedding parties to go and supposedly get a deal. So Brendan reminded me that I hadn't made my reservation yesterday, so I called and asked for what the rate would be. And the lady said it's $1,282 for the 4 days. And I thought, gee, that's kind of expensive. So I went online, and I went to Best Hotels or something. I went through the American site, but it's Book a Hotel. That's what it was. BookAHotel.com.
There's so guess many how, now, yeah.
Yeah. Guess how much I got the same room for.
$832. Yeah.
So the wedding special deal was $1,282, and booking it online without any connection to anybody was $832.
Don't they give you the discount like off of their rack rate, so like their full price for the room? That's what the discount actually comes off of
maybe
for wedding parties.
Yeah. But my only reason for telling you that is that perhaps if you have,
engagements
or things that you want to go to, I would check both of them. Yes, that would be.
I know they love to say, just call us direct for the best rate. And I've never gotten the best rate from that, ever.
No, baloney. I want to shout out to Bernie Sanders, of whom
shout
I am
out.
Not a fan. Do that again, Jennifer.
Shout out.
He has made, as part of his platform, a suggestion that corporate mergers and acquisitions in the media be sort of put on hold, which I think is a very good idea.
Are there any left?
Well,
I think Bernie's a little late.
The prices that we're paying for services that we're getting is ridiculous because, first of all, we're not getting any service. The prices keep going up. And he can thank his buddy Ed Malarkey, who was the senator. His name is Ed Markey. He was a congressman, chairman of the House Committee on Telecommunications in 1996 when that bill was passed that changed everything, radio ownership, number of stations you could own, who controlled telecommunications, that is the phone companies, and it all changed. And everybody bought out everybody else, and so we have what we have right now, which is a ridiculous, really ridiculous scenario. By the way, Malarkey is being challenged by Kennedy, Joe Kennedy. His next
I saw runner. That.
Did you see that?
It's not official, but he's thinking about it.
Yeah. And he'll beat him because people don't like Malarkey. He's full of it, and he's full of himself, and it's time he took a hike. And I've never been a big fan of the Kennedys, but I'd vote for this guy in 2 seconds over Malarkey.
Now, who is he in the Kennedy line?
He is the grandson
of
John. Joe,
Joe's son, right?
Yeah, Joe's son. Yeah, yeah.
And so, he's the one that gave the Democrats response to the State of the Union, so you knew he was up to something.
He's moving.
So he doesn't have a current position.
No,
he's a representative.
He's a state rep. Yeah.
State rep.
State rep here. Yeah. All right, 45 after the hour, it's the DJV program.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
As an American veteran, you know our oath didn't expire when we hung up our uniform for the last time. Now you're distressed that we're losing the country we served and the Constitution we swore to defend against domestic enemies. And you're wondering, what can I do? Listen up. You can keep honoring your oath by training for a new mission, the greatest rescue mission in American history, saving our constitutional republic. If you're an honorably discharged veteran with the devotion to make a difference, apply now to become a champion of liberty. Scholarships are available for the first 40 qualified applicants, including airfare, hotel, and instruction for 1 week of intense training by top experts in Washington, D.C. Starting at the National Archives and Leadership Institute, you will learn how to win on the invisible battlefield of ideas. Spots are limited, so go to VidolAmerica.org. That's VidolAmerica.org.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
DJV program. The attorneys general in a number of states settlement negotiations with the Purdue Pharma folks. You know the story. This is the ongoing story of OxyContin. How many of us here have ever taken this? A painkiller, and the reason for the problem with the opioids. Anybody here taken OxyContin?
Nope. No. My uncle did, though, when he was dying of cancer, but, you know, we let it go.
I was given it after dental work, and I threw it out.
Me too.
Yep.
I was given the prescription, I told the lady, I'm not taking that stuff. You're asking for it. So, but there is this is going to be a multi-billion dollar thing. I wonder if it'll put Purdue Pharma out of business. Sometimes these things do. Remember, who was it? Oh, it was the Pacific Gas and Electric. Last time one of these multi-billion dollar settlements came down the pike, they just declared bankruptcy. And then in the case of PG&E, the state of California steps in, and no state's going to step in here, so it could be the end of the line for...
But in New York, this is, I've got a little, you know, I've been reading about this a lot in New York City, because the Sackler family, the daughter and I think maybe even the son, they live in Manhattan. And they've had paparazzi following them around. They're trying to siphon out as much money as possible before they declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, right, of course they are.
Yeah.
10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Us to have a visit with Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend and one of my best friends. I think he's a fabulous radio personality, fabulous human being. Not a great runner, though. He's not really too good at that. Can't be good at everything. Today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. We're going to talk about what that means, and sort of in the backdrop of National Dog Day, Warren, the focus on those, and this is not easy for you or for me, but I do think it's worth spending a moment on. So we'll get to that in a second. For those of you who enjoy riding around town with your best friend, man's best friend, your dog, buying the right car involves a number of considerations. Our pal Andy Solomon is here to help you make your next vehicle purchase a more dog-friendly choice.
For the sixth consecutive year, the experts at Autotrader.com are celebrating National Dog Day, August 26th, by naming the best cars for dog lovers. Brian Moody, executive editor at Autotrader.
Dogs are members of the family, and that's why we created a list to help car shoppers find the perfect vehicle for traveling with their four-legged friends. These cars include features geared to keep both humans and canine passengers comfortable, like a level cargo floor, rear air vents, and more.
Whether you're driving to the grocery store or taking a cross-country road trip, Auto Trader reminds pet owners to ensure the safety of their pets first and foremost.
A few standouts are the 2019 Honda Fit with its tall roof and versatile interior, making it the perfect budget-conscious dogmobile.
If you're looking for an open-air outdoor adventure for your pooch, the bold and rugged Jeep Wrangler is our off-road champ.
For the list of Auto Trader's 10 best cars for dog lovers of 2019, pet safety tips, and more, visit autotrader.com/dogday.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show on the DJV program. So today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Well over half of us have pets, and a lot of these animals spend 15 or more years with us, part of our family, and when we lose one of them, it can be painful. It was for me with Charlotte. It was for you with your pal. And so I don't know whether I like paying attention to this or I don't. When I talked about it earlier, Warren, I was quite full of tears because, you know, it brings you back to... There's something fabulous about the concept of Rainbow Bridge. There's a book. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a hope. It's a dream. It's yeah. Something that everyone would really, really want. You know, who would not want to be able to, at one point, have their dog cross the Rainbow Bridge and at some point in the future, when it's their time, we meet again. I think that's just everyone's hope and everyone. But, you know, it's interesting you bring up Rainbow Bridge, and I'm such a, now you're going to bring tears to my eyes, but people don't understand, and I always get in trouble when I say this, that the relationship between people and pets is very often stronger than a relationship among two people or three people. And I try to explain that because you never, your dog or your cat, whatever pet you have is always a positive. Yeah, there's some housebreaking problems at the beginning. Maybe you chewed your favorite shoe. But the majority of his life is kind of mellow and relaxing and enjoyment. Yeah. It's not like you're arguing, or don't go here or don't go there. So when you lose them, when you lose your dog or cat, it's more than just losing your dog and cat. It's actually losing part of your own soul at the same time. I honestly believe that. So with every dog you have, every cat you have that you have to say goodbye to that does cross the Rainbow Bridge, a part of you goes with them. And I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I do believe that sooner or later I will be reunited with a menagerie of animals, I'm sure, Doc.
Right. Well, I think in my case, there's no being ever been closer to me than Charlotte was. She was with me everywhere. You know, that just she was there. And that was the thing that I suppose maybe as humans, we long for that connection. We do. And so sometimes we're fortunate enough to find it in a human connection. But as long as you find it, what difference does it make where it comes from?
But your dog or your cat, Doug, becomes part of you. So, in other words, other people don't become part of you. They're other people, and you might love them and adore them, but they're other people. But your dog or your cat actually becomes part of you. In other words, their personality, the way they act. You know, if I would spend time with someone's dog, I would know more about that person than they would want me to know because it's so much a part of them. So that Rainbow Bridge, I think it helps people say goodbye in a proper way.
Yeah, it does. I remember... when on the day that Charlotte died, I got a big container and I put her in ice to bring her home, and I pulled off to the side of the road to send Megan and Brendan and Meredith a note about her dying. And it had been a couple of hours, you know, I had sort of composed myself, and then I started thinking about the Rainbow Bridge thing, and it didn't go well for a while after that. But something to think about anyway. If you don't know that poem, just look it up. Google Rainbow Bridge. It'll give you a lot of peace when some animal you know, love, dies. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Warren.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.